Welcome to Daf Yomi. Yerushalmi Shir is sponsored as a course of Toy for the return of the hostages and the pause in the war in Eretz Yisrael. Shir is also Lud Nishmas from Moshe Haro Zitzal, who is nifter suddenly on Shmini Atzeres. We're holding in Shkolin Daf and involved in the Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Shvi, in the middle of Alocha Gimel. We're starting in the bottom of Daf Nun Hey Amud Beis. The Gemara just mentioned regarding the Asir Seifo of the Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol has to bring a Asir Seifo of flour, and he brings half in the morning, half in the evening. So the Gemara quotes the Pasuk. The Pasuk, when it speaks about the Asir Seifo, it says, Murbeches tevieno, tufine min chaspidim takrif. So tufine means it has to be baked, a certain way of baking it. So says the Gemara, Bishas havo, it says tevieno tufine. Bishas havo tufine. You're going to bake it when you bring it. We mentioned Asir Seifo comes half in the morning, half in the evening. You don't bake the whole thing in the morning. You bake only what you bring. But when you're going to bring the in the evening, the one, the part you bring in the evening, it won't bake until the evening. Continues the Mordaf Ruvom with Aleph, but we learned, it says that the ones that prepare the Chavitim already did it early in the morning. It says that before Lois Hashaka, people that prepare the Chavitim were already preparing it. Not sure it was already done. What they did was they had hot water and they made it soft, but they didn't bake it yet. First, you have to fry it because it says in the pasuk, as we mentioned, meaning you have to put it in the on the pan and fry the flour. So first you have to do tigun, and then afterwards you do a fio. First you fry it, and then you cook, then you bake it. Rav Chanina said, no, you first bake it, and then you fry it. So brings the Gemara now opinions regarding how do you darshan the word tufini, which we'll see how it relates to this previous machlekes. We're going to use the Girsa of Chaim. Says the Gemara, tufini tafeno no, which means you'll bake it after it's fried. No means that it's fried. That's the word, uses the word tufini. Rabbi Oimer, tafeno, no. You have to bake it when it's very beautiful. Meaning it's not fried and it's a little burned. It's completely beautiful and nice. You bake it first. Rabbi Tois Oimer, tafeno, ribo. You'll make many baking, which means he holds, you do both. You do baking before it's fried, then you fry it, and then you bake it again. Says more Asin Ilin Plukto Kehanin Plukto. This machlekes, the second machlekes we found, how do you darsh the word tufini, really connects to the first machlekes. What's the order? Mandoma tufini no, I mean you bake it after it's already fried. Kemandoma tagna machaka hoifo. Mandoma tufini no, that's the Gersor of Chaim. Kemandoma oifo is to the hakame tagno. But if you say it has to be baked nicely, it means you first you bake it and then you fry it. And the third sheet that says you do both, he holds both opinions. So therefore you bake it, fry it, and then bake it again. So the Gemara, Koigodol, Shemes, if he dies, Machlik is in the Mishnah, who pays for the Asir Seifa? Is it his Yorshim or is it Tzibur? Says the Gemara, Lishtov Dov Shemes, it doesn't have to be that he dies. Afilu Nitmo, Afilu Nitchamimum, if he became Tome, or he has a blemish, he can't do the Avoido. It's a question, who pays for it? Says the Gemara, Tani Vidur Pazi, the Bardalio, that's his name, the Bardalio, Afilu Nitchamimum, even if he was pushed away from Mum, he also is, we have the discussion, who pays for it? Says the Gemara, Minayin the Kohen Gadol Shemes, Velu Minu Kohen Acher Tachtov. Kohen Gadol died, and meanwhile, you don't have another Kohen Gadol. How do you know Tehem and Chos or Krivim Mishal Yoshim will be Korah from the Yoshim? So the Pasuk is, Tomulayim Mibon of Yase, his children will do it if he's not around. Yechol Yivyenu Lechatzoyim, could it be that you split into two halves? I mean you have half in the morning, half in the evening like the Kohen Gadol? Tomulayim Oysu Kulo Amayti Divrei Abiyud, you have to bring it as a one, a full, a serious Heifo. The Gemara is going to discuss exactly how you bring it full in a moment. That's a Shita of Rabbi Yudah. Shimon Oymer, Eino Bo and Lemishal Tzibur. It doesn't come from the Yoshim, it comes from the Tzibur. Continues the one that move on with base. Shineimar choik oilom. So the Girsa of the Vilna Gaon is Michel oilom. It's coming from the world. It's coming from the tzibur. Kalil tiktor, kalil lektor. You don't do kmitza. Regular mincha, you do only a portion of it. You do a kmitza with a hand, put down the mizbeach. Koyin always the entire mincha goes on the mizbeach, regardless if he's alive or dead. Says the Gemara, Rabo Amir Boy, he asked the question. Makafal shitostev Shimon Chorab. Shimon is contradicting himself. Why is that so? Talmud Oymer Mishal Yorshim. Talmud means our Mishnah. Because if you look at the Mishnah of Nudal and Mudalef, the one who spoke is Reb Shimon. Now Reb Shimon, Shiva Dvarim Itkiru Bezin. There's seven things Bezin Misakin. And one of them is that Kohen Gadol Shemeis, Shetayim in Choso Krevim Mishil Tzibur. Meaning it's a Tanai Bezin, it'll come from its friend the Tzibur. Mashma, that a Midir Reis that should come from the Yarshim. Bezim is sakin, it comes from the tzibur. But here in this bright, so who are your mishal tzibur? Darshan's a pasuk that comes from the tzibur. So is it coming because of the nine bezim or because it's the pasuk that comes from the tzibur? It's a great question. Also, Rav Yaakov ba'achor Ravo b'shabeichanon, he says like this: Dvar Torah shte bom in the tzibur. Really, originally it was a dvar Torah that comes from the tzibur. But aisyo imer yigvulo. The problem was it was hard for the tzibur to pay for it. So they started being goyve from the Yorshim. But then they saw the Yorshim stop paying for it. So they went back to the Raisi, Itkinu Shteyabo, Mitrumas Elishko. So they said they should go back for Trumas Elishko from the Tzibur, meaning, Midar Raisi has come from the Tzibur. Bezin tried to change it, make it come from the Yorshim. When that didn't work, they came back to for the Tzibur. So it was a takana of Bezin to go back to the Raisi. Continues the Gemara, we learned that Asir Seifo, once the Kohen dies or he's not available, so then the Yorshim or the Tzibur bring it, but they don't split it half in the morning, half in the evening. You bring the full thing. So Rabbi Yochanan boy, Rabbi Yochanan asked, "Ma shleim b'shachas shleim ben arba'in? Do you say there's a full Asir Seifa coming in the morning and a full one coming in the evening? Or maybe what? So according to the gears of the Gaon, you take away the next sentence, you skip one line, or shleim b'shachas uvetelo ben arba'in. Meaning, do you say it's a full Asir Seifa in the morning, full Asir Seifa in the evening? Or you say it's a full Asir Seifa in the morning and nothing in the evening. Because Kohen Gadol, when he's alive, it's one Asir Seifa, half in the morning, half in the evening. We learn from the Pasuk that once he dies, you have to bring a full Asir Seifa. Do you bring double Asir Seifa in the morning, Asir Seifa in the evening? Or you bring only once in the morning? So says the Gemara, we're using here the Gears of Rav Chaim. Katol, once he was looking into it, Pshitale, of course, he knew the answer. Tichtiv Minchas Tomit. Meaning it's called Tomid. The same way Tomid is never bottle. It's always Tomid in the morning, Tomid in the evening. So also the Mincha of Kohen Gadol is always there in the morning and in the evening. Meaning to tell me that Shleim B'Shach is a Shleim Ben Arba'in has to be a Sholem, a full Asir Seifa in the morning and a full in the evening. So now they were asked, Shloi Shalugi Mayin. Because when you bring a Asir Seifa, you have to bring with it 3 lug of oil. The Kohen Gadol, when he brings 3 lug, 1.5 comes in the morning, 1.5 comes in the evening. Now that we know that once he dies, you bring double, do you also have to double the oil, or you bring the same amount of oil, 3 lugin, and you just put it in a double amount of the flour? So, shloish lugin mayim, shloish lugin b'shachis, v'shloish lugin ben arbaim, or lugin mechza shachis, lugin mechza ben arbaim. So what do you do with the 3 lugin? Says the Gemara, Omar of Yechizkio, of Adot Tzrichle. There's another question over here. Using here again the Gears of Rav Chaim, koimitz b'shachis, koimitz ben arbaim, or chetzi koimitz b'shachis, chetzi koimitz ben arbaim. Meaning there's a levoina, it's a type of spice which comes with the mechavisim. And how much do you have to bring in levoina? You have to bring a koimitz. That's the size of levoina. So when the Kohen Gadol is alive, you bring a koimitz, half of it in the morning, half of it in the evening. Now that you bring double, do you double the koimitz as well? Meaning now that we know that the flour is double, does the oil double as well, and does the kmitza double as well, or only what the Torah says clearly you do double, but not something else? So the Gemara of Yesi klum lamdu lekoimitz, referring to the koimitz of levoina. Where do we learn it from? Lo milechem aponim. That's the Gears of Rav Chaim. I mean, you learn from lechem aponim. The size of koimitz you learn from lechem aponim, because there also says koimitz levoina. And there, what's the din? We're holding in dafnun zayin amud aleph. Malo holon shnei kmotzim, afkan shnei kmotzim. Meaning, there every seder lechem aponim there's 12 breads, but every 6 bread is considered to be 1 series. For every series, you bring 1 koimitz. So the same way there we know the koimitz is the size, but you have to give it for each series. So here you have to bring for each a series A for 1 koimitz. So the Gemara is poshut that you have to bring, now that you bring double the flour, you have to bring double the koimitz. Now the next words of the Gemara, Matoman Tzrichle, Avocha Tzrichle, this we erase. And now we're going to answer the other question. What about the 3 lug of oil? So where do you learn 3 lug from? You learn from Tomit. And there we have a din that Shebin Arbaim brings his own 3 lug. I mean, you have 2 Tomit. You have 2 Tomit in the morning, Tomit in the evening. Each one has his own 3 lugim of oil. Malo alon, shloshes lugim, afkan shloshes lugim. So the same way there, you have 3 lugim for each one. So also here you have 3 lugim for each one. I mean, the conclusion of the Gemara is, the minute the Torah said to double the flour, so now let's look at other things that were doubled. When they were double, do you have to bring now a new koimetz? The answer is, by lechem aponim, the answer, you have to bring a double koimetz for each set of chalas. By tamid, do you have to bring three lugim for each tamid? Yes. So here that I have a double asir seifo, I bring everything double, I bring two kamotzim of levaino and two sets of three lugim of oil. So the conclusion is that everything is doubled. Once the Kohen Gadol dies, you bring double the amount that he brings every day. He brings every day one a series, divided half in the morning, half in the evening. One shloish shalugin, divided half in the morning, half in the evening. And one koyim and silvonin, divided half in the morning, half in the evening. And once he dies, you bring everything double, and you do double, one in the morning, one in the evening. With this we conclude, Yushal Mishkalim Daf Nun Vov.